about how to treat asthmatic symptoms.
Sve sam znao o tome kako liječiti simptome astme.
But I did not know how to heal my asthma.
Ali nisam znao kako se potpuno izliječiti.
Really? And I know how to treat diabetes.
Znao sam kako liječiti dijabetes.
High blood pressure.
Visoki tlak.
But I do not know how to heal those diseases.
Ali ne znam. You don't know. You didn't know.
I did not know.
Nisam znao kako to izliječiti do kraja. Potpuno.
How we can heal the diseases?
Kako možemo izliječiti bolesti?
So far, all the medicine was focused on treating the symptoms.
Do sada je sva medicina bila usmjerena prema liječenju simptoma.
So 1982
godine
I decided to really to find out how to heal the diseases.
Odlučio sam kako stvarno da naučiti izliječiti bolesti.
There's amazing progress in medical science today.
Postoji zapanjujući napredak u medicinskoj znanosti do danas.
Particularly in terms of understanding genes.
Pogotovo u smislu razumijevanja gena.
So when we understand genes,
kada razumijemo gene
and begin to understand how gene works,
i kada počnemo razumijevati kako oni rade, kako djeluju,
then we'll be able to understand the healing mechanism.
Postaće nam jasno mehanizmi za izlječenje.
So tonight I'd like to talk about the genes.
Danas bih htio govoriti o genima.
Where is the genes?
Gdje su geni?
Do you know something about genes?
Znate li nešto o genima?
When you become sick, you have a certain kind of disease.
Kada se razbolite.
Actually, scientists found that your gene becomes sick.
Znanstvenici su našli da zapravo vaši geni postaju bolesni.
See, this is our whole body.
Ovo je cijelo naše tijelo.
We have brain.
Imamo mozak.
We have lungs.
Pluća,
liver,
jetru,
kidney,
bubrege.
But these are all different cells.
Ali to su sve različite stanice.
Skin is not just skin, it is made of skin cells.
Koža nije samo koža, ona je rađena od stanica kože.
Liver cells,
jetrene stanice,
kidney cells,
bubrežne stanice,
brain cells,
moždane stanice.
All these cells makes up our body.
Sve te stanice grade naše tijelo.
When you're sick,
kad ste bolesni,
your cell gets sick.
Vaša stanica se razboli.
When your cell gets sick,
a kad se stanica razboli,
your gene gets sick.
Vaši geni se razbole.
If gene is sick,
a kad je gen bolestan,
your cell is sick.
I stanica je bolesna.
If your cells are sick,
kad je stanica bolesna,
then you're sick.
Vi ste bolesni.
So, we need to really focus on the gene and understand the gene.
Prema tome mi se stvarno moramo usmjeriti prema genima i njihovom razumijevanju.
Yeah, to really understand the sickness.
Da bismo stvarno shvatili bolest.
So let me just simply draw a picture of a cell.
Jednostavno ću nacrtati sliku stanice.
Okay. I guess you have to go back to your fourth grade elementary school now.
Sada ćete ići u vaš prvi razred osnovne škole, prema tome kako okay. Crtam.
This is a membrane.
Ovo je stanična opna, membrana.
What is the most important structure of the cell?
Koja je najvažnija struktura stanice? Nukleus.
Oh, good, nukleus, yes. Nukleus, yes.
Da, jezgra.
What's inside the nucleus? If you open the nucleus, what's inside the nucleus?
Ako otvorite jezgru, što je u jezgri? Čujem? Genes and chromosomes.
Yeah, there's a chromosome, right?
Da, kromozomi su.
If you open up the chromosomes,
a kada otvorite kromozom,
here's the genes.
Evo, tu su geni.
And many genes inside the chromosome.
Mnogo gena je u kromozomu. Okay.
So I brought a gene for you tonight.
Danas sam donio gene.
This is gene.
Ovo je gen.
Gene look like this.
Gen upravo ovako izgleda.
Gene is made of chemical called DNA.
On je građen od substance koju zovemo DNK.
See, DNA look like this.
DNK tako izgleda.
Just like a spring.
Kao jedna opruga.
Yeah, yeah. So this is one DNA, two DNA, three DNAs.
To su jedan DNK, druga DNK, treća DNK.
Oh yeah, I know what jedan means.
Znam što jedan misli.
So many DNAs together.
Mnogo DNK zajedno.
And then it makes one gene.
I oni sa DNK sačinjava gen.
How this gene works?
Kako gen djeluje?
We have about 100,000 different kind of gene.
Imamo stotine tisuća raznih gena u ljudskoj stanici.
The many, many different kind of genes.
Mnogo različitih vrsta.
Okay. And this gene is very, very interesting.
A geni su vrlo interesantni.
When you feel happy.
Kad se osjećate sretno.
When you feel so happy, you produce some kind of a chemical called hormone called endorphin.
Kad ste jako sretni, u vašem mozgu se stvaraju jedna vrsta supstancije koja se zove endorfin.
Endorfin. And endorphin is produced by endorphin gene in the brain cell.
A endorfin je produkt endorfinskih gena u stanicama mozga.
And let's say this red gene is endorphin gene.
I zamislimo da je ovaj crveni dio endorfinski gen.
Okay. Let's talk about how this endorphin gene works.
Ajmo razgovarati o tome kako, na koji način taj endorfinski gen djeluje.
Okay. And you know, in our life,
u našem životu,
there is something called truth and the fact.
Postoji nešto što se zove istina i činjenica.
What is truth and what is fact?
Što je istina i što je činjenica?
And today people are confused. What is fact and what is truth? That people cannot really say the difference.
Danas su ljudi zbunjeni jer zapravo ne znaju reći koja je razlika između istine i činjenice.
Well, everybody says fact is truth, truth is fact.
Ljudi kažu istina je činjenica, činjenica je istina.
Yeah. So, can you tell me any difference between the facts and truth?
Možete li mi reći postoji li razlika između istine i činjenice?
Hard to say it, right? Hard to tell.
Teško je to reći.
The differences.
Razlike u tome.
What is differences?
Koje su razlike?
I've been really thinking about it very deeply.
Mnogo sam razmišljao o tome.
I found it.
I našao sam.
When a man and a woman is deeply in love.
Kada su muškarac i žena doista zaljubljeni.
Yeah, they finally got married.
Na kraju se ožene.
Oh, man was so happy to have her as a wife.
I muškarac je vrlo sretan što ima upravo takvu ženu.
After the wedding service.
Nakon vjenčanja.
Next day, next morning.
Sljedećeg dana, sljedećeg jutra.
They spent the first night together.
Proveli su prvu bračnu noć.
Next morning they're having breakfast together.
Sljedeće jutro zajedno doručkuju.
What a happy moment.
Jedan sretan trenutak.
And he saw the wife is sitting across the breakfast table.
I on vidi da nasuprot njega sjedi njegova supruga.
He was so happy.
Bio je tako sretan.
He said,
rekao je,
honey, you're my wife.
Ti si moja žena.
And this bride was so happy.
I taj mladoženja je bio tako sretan.
When she heard the word wife.
Mladenka je bila tako sretna kada je čula taj izraz žena, supruga.
She almost passed out.
Pardon me?
She almost passed out.
Skoro je bila van sebe, jel?
Yeah. You know why? Because she was so happy.
Znate zašto? Jer je bila tako sretna.
Why? She produced the endorphin.
Producirala endorfin, zato je bila
sretna. When endorphin is produced in the brain so much.
Kada se mnogo endorfina stvara u mozgu.
You feel so happy.
Osjeća se jako sretno.
Almost ecstatic.
Gotovo kao u ekstazi.
Yeah, you almost pass out.
Da, ste se, molim? Skoro umreš od toga.
Yeah. Well, she just prepared the breakfast for the husband.
Ona je upravo pripremila doručak za svog supruga.
So isn't it interesting?
Nije li to interesantno?
She She produced so much endorphin.
Ona je proizvodila toliko mnogo endorfina.
She was not really producing endorphin so much 5 minutes ago.
Prije 5 minuta prije toga nije producirala toliko endorfina.
But the moment husband said,
ali u onom trenutku kada je njen suprug rekao,
you're my wife,
ti si moja supruga,
then she began to produce endorphin.
Onda je ona počela producirati taj endorfin.
And this is endorphin gene.
A ovo je endorfinski gen.
And gene can be inactive like this.
I taj gen može biti u jednom latentnom, inaktivnom stanju.
The scientists call that this gene is a condensed state.
Učenjaci kažu da je taj gen u kondenziranom stanju.
But this active state,
ali u njegovom aktivnom stanju.
The scientists call this state the decondensation state.
Kaže se da je on dekondenziranom stanju.
So forget about condensation and decondensation.
Zaboravite kondenzaciju i dekondenzaciju.
We'll just talk about active and inactive.
Govorit ćemo o aktivnom i neaktivnom.
So her endorphin gene was not active.
Dakle, njen gen endorfinski nije bio aktivan.
But the moment the husband said, you're my wife.
Ali kad je suprug rekao, ti si moja supruga.
Endorphin gene got activated. Like that.
On se odjedan put se on aktivirao.
So her brain is flooded with the endorphin.
I njen mozak je preplavljen endorfinom.
What happened to the endorphin gene?
Što se dogodilo tom endorfinskom?
Why endorphin gene was activated?
Zašto se on aktivirao?
Is that interesting?
Nije li to interesantno?
30 years later.
30 godina kasnije.
And one morning.
Jedno jutro.
Husband said.
Suprug je rekao.
Honey, you're my wife.
Zlato moje, ti si moja supruga.
Wife said, so what?
Pa što onda, odgovorila je ona.
No endorphin.
Nije bilo više endorfina.
No gene activation.
Nije bilo aktivacije endorfina.
What's the difference?
Koja je razlika?
See, this is the difference between truth and fact.
Vidite, to je razlika između istine i činjenice.
30 years later.
30 godina kasnije.
Still she is his wife.
Ona je još uvijek njegova supruga.
It is a fact.
To je činjenica.
But you know what?
Ali znate li
što? It is no longer truth.
Nema više istine.
Because there is no more love.
Jer nema više ljubavi.
See. When there is no love, the gene is not activated.
Kada nema ljubavi, geni nisu aktivirani.
That means when it is simply fact.
To znači da kad postoji jednostavno samo činjenica,
fact has no power to activate the gene.
Činjenica nema snage aktiviranja gena.
But right after the marriage,
ali sve do vjenčanja,
when they're in deep love,
dok su doista bili zaljubljeni,
when husband said,
kad je suprug rekao,
you're my wife,
ti si moja supruga,
was the truth.
To je bila istina.
See? So that's the difference between the truth and the fact.
To je razlika između istine i činjenice.
So truth means,
dakle, istina znači,
what is truth? Truth means truth equals,
istina je jednaka
fact,
činjenici
plus,
plus više
something else,
nešto drugo.
What is it?
Što je to drugo? Happiness, love.
Love. What do you call love in Croatian?
Ljubav.
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 Yes, something like that.
Okay. If it's a fact alone is not truth.
Ako činjenica nije istina.
Truth must be with love.
Istina mora biti sa ljubavlju.
Yes. Love.
Da, ljubav.
Yeah. And the love stimulated and activated genes.
I ljubavlju stimulirani i aktivirani geni.
And love activated this endorphin genes.
I ljubav je aktivirala, dakle, te gene.
And this is 21st century medicine.
I to je medicina 21. stoljeća.
Up until this time, we physicians really did not know about this.
Do zadnjeg vremena mi nismo poznavali ove stvari.
You know what kind of disease the cancer is?
Znate li kakva je vrste bolesti rak?
When I was in medical school in 1960s,
kad sam ja 60-ih godina studirao na fakultetu,
we did not understand cancer is a gene disease.
Nismo bili svjesni toga da je rak genetski uvjetovana bolest.
So gene is normally it looks like this.
Dakle, geni normalno izgledaju.
What is cancer?
Što je rak?
It is something comes and hit the gene.
Nešto dolazi i pogađa taj gen.
And it damages the gene.
I oštećuje gen.
Then this become abnormal gene.
I to onda postaje nenormalan, abnormalan gen.
See, abnormal gene makes whole entire cell abnormal cell.
A abnormalni gen čitavu stanicu stvara kao jednu abnormalnu, nenormalnu stanicu.
But because of this gene become abnormal.
Zbog toga što je taj dio tog gena postao nenormalan.
That's why today medical science says that cancer can be hereditary.
Zato danas znanstvenici kažu da rak može biti nasljedan.
If your mother has breast cancer,
ako vam je majka imala rak dojke,
the daughter has a higher a chance of getting breast cancer.
Čer ima veću šansu da također dobije rak dojke.
Why? Cancer is a gene disease.
Zato jer je rak genetska bolest.
So what is healing now?
Što je izlječenje?
See, according to medical treatment we give today,
prema onome tretmanu koji mi danas primjenjujemo,
like a chemotherapy or radiation treatment,
kao što je kemoterapija ili zračenje,
you cannot change the gene.
Ne možete na taj način izmijeniti
gen. You only destroy the cancer cells.
Danas mi samo uništavamo stanice raka.
But you know, the true healing means,
ali istinsko izlječenje znači,
yeah, you're recovering gene and healing of the gene.
Izlječenje gena, upravljanje i izlječenje
so
gena.
So this is damaged gene.
Dakle, ovo je oštećeni gen.
And this gene must be repaired.
I taj gen mora biti popravljen.
Gene can be repaired.
A geni mogu biti popravljeni.
How can this gene be repaired?
Na koji način može taj gen biti popravljen?
Very important.
Vrlo važno pitanje.
So this is 21st century medicine.
I to je medicina 21. stoljeća.
We did not know this before.
To prije to nismo znali.
See, entire medical school I've never learned about this gene repair.
Kroz cijelo svoje školovanje na fakultetu nisam naučio da se gen može popraviti.
See, I finished my internship and residencies in United States.
Specijalizaciju interne medicine i staž sam završio u Sjedinjenim Državama.
In 1970s,
70-ih godina,
I still did not know anything about gene repair.
I ni tada još ništa nisam znao o ispravljanju, popravljanju gena.
And in 1980s,
80-ih godina,
I still did not know about gene repair.
Ništa nisam još o tome znao.
Finally in 1995,
tek 1995. godine,
scientists begin to have some idea about how gene is repaired.
Znanstvenici su došli, imali, počele su se javljati neke ideje o mogućnostima popravljanja gena.
So if you listen to my lecture tonight,
i ako slušate danas moje predavanje,
you'll be much better than average physicians.
Bit ćete bolji od svakog liječnika.
Really, it's a very important lecture.
To je stvarno jedno vrlo važno predavanje.
How we can be healed.
Kako možemo biti izliječeni?
Very important. Now let's get into the difference between truth and fact again.
Ajmo ponovo ući u razliku između istine i činjenice.
And this is very very important difference.
To je vrlo značajna razlika.
Okay. The fact must have the love to become truth.
Činjenica mora posjedovati ljubav da bi postala istinom.
So I can say this.
Mogu reći ovo.
Genes respond to the truth.
Geni odgovaraju na istinu.
Right? So husband said, honey, you are my wife.
Kad je suprug rekao, zlato moje, ti si moja supruga.
This is so true.
To je bila takva istina.
Because you love her so much.
Jer je on imao veliku ljubav.
Then her genes, endorphin gene, activate.
Tada su se njeni endorfinski geni aktivirali.
But when love disappears,
ali kad je ljubavi nestalo,
you are my wife become meaningless.
Ti si moja supruga, postalo je besmisleno.
Meaningless.
potpuno besmisleno.
Love creates meaning.
Ljubav stvara značenje.
When love disappears,
kad ljubavi nestane,
nothing means anything.
Ništa više ne znači. Sve postaje beznačajno.
When there is love,
dok ima ljubavi,
there is meaning.
Ima i smisla.
Also, when there is love,
također dok ima ljubavi,
the facts become beautiful.
Činjenice postaju divnima.
All husband said was, honey, you're my wife.
Sve što je suprug rekao, zlato, ti si moja supruga.
Very simple word.
Vrlo jednostavna rečenica.
But when he loves her,
ali dok ju on voli,
that simple word is very meaningful.
Jednostavna rečenica je vrlo smisaona.
And that moment is a very beautiful moment.
I taj trenutak je jedan divan trenutak.
It is love makes fact beautiful and meaningful.
Ljubav čini činjenice i smislenima.
You know, when I was in college,
kad sam bio u koleđu,
I wanted to kill myself.
Htio sam se ubiti.
Because I did not see any meaning to live.
Jer nisam nalazio nikakav smisao u životu.
I thought about what is life.
Razmišljao sam što je ljubav.
Then I came down with the final answer.
I tada sam došao do konačnog odgovora.
What is life?
Što je život?
Life means you sleep and eat and work.
Živjeti znači jesti, spavati i raditi.
Sleep, eat, work. Sleep, eat, work.
Stalno ponavljanje toga.
Sleep, eat, work.
Spava, jedi, radi.
Everybody sleep, eat, work. Sleep, eat, work.
Svi spavaju, rade i jedu.
So, am I going to repeat this sleep, eat, work all the time?
Pa zar ću ja čitav život ponavljati jedi, spava i radi?
I thought I was living to sleep, living to eat and living to work.
Ta misao da život znači jesti, život znači raditi, život znači spavati.
So why should I live on?
Zašto zapravo bih dalje živio?
If I live on one more day, I'll be doing sleep, eat and work one more day.
Ako živim još jedan dan, taj jedan dan ću još jesti, spavati i raditi.
What am I talking about?
O čemu ja govorim? About facts.
Excuse me.
About love. Dobro.
I am talking about only the fact of life.
Ja samo govorim o činjenici života.
So isn't this undeniable fact?
Nije li to neprijeporna činjenica?
Nobody can deny this fact.
Nitko ne može poreći ovu činjenicu.
If you only look at our life in terms of facts.
Ako gledate na naš život samo u smislu činjenica,
all your genes become
svi vaši geni se skvrčavaju.
There's no endorphin.
Nema endorfina.
Therefore you have no joy.
Nema, prema tome nemate ni radosti.
Every gene slow down.
Svaki gen se usporava.
There's no power to activate genes.
Nema sile koja će ih aktivirati.
We need to look at our life truth.
Mi moramo gledati na našu životnu istinu.
If we look at our life in fact.
Ako gledamo na život kao činjenicu.
It's a problem.
Javljaju se problemi.
You know why communism fell?
Why?
Why communism fell?
Znate li zašto je komunizam pao?
You know, ideologically speaking.
Ideološki govoreći.
Communism is much superior than capitalism.
Komunizam je puno superiorniji kapitalizmu.
Yeah, I believe that.
Ja u to vjerujem.
But why is capitalism still survive?
Ali zašto je kapitalizam još živi?
Communism collapsed.
A komunizam je propao.
Even though communism was superior in its logics.
Premda je komunizam u svojoj logici bio superiorniji.
Can you tell me now?
Možete li mi to reći?
You know, the communism was too factual.
Zato jer je komunizam bio previše faktičan, previše činjenično stanje.
Communism only solved the bread problem.
Komunizam je samo vidio probleme kao kruh.
See, communism's idea of life was.
komunistička ideja života bila je
sleep, eat, work.
Jedi, spavaj, radi.
So human, our genes cannot survive.
A to ljudski geni nisu mogli preživjeti.
So eventually we revolt against the fact.
Došlo je do trenutka kad se moralo pobuniti protiv te činjenice. Yeah,
we need something else.
Bilo nam je potrebno nešto drugo.
That's why in the Bible.
Zato u Bibliji
Jesus says,
je Isus je rekao,
man shall not live by bread alone.
Čovjek neće živjeti samo od kruha.
We need one.
Jer mi trebamo što?
We need love.
Potrebna nam je ljubav.
We need to love one another.
Moramo voljeti jedan drugoga.
And also we need to find love between me and something supernatural.
I moramo naći ljubav između nas samih i nečega nadnaravnog.
Because love between human beings can become very difficult.
Jer ljubav između ljudskih bića može postati vrlo teška.
Why?
Zašto?
Because we human beings are so selfish.
Zato jer smo mi vrlo ljudska bića vrlo sebična.
Therefore we need relationship with someone who is totally selfless.
Zbog toga nam je potrebno odnos sa nekim koji je potpuno nesebičan,
who will never change his mind,
koji nikad neće promijeniti svoje mišljenje,
who will always love me,
koji će me uvijek voljeti.
Then we need that kind of being.
Mi trebamo takvo biće.
He can be God.
To može biti Bog.
Then life become meaningful.
A tada život postaje smisao.
Because there is love.
Jer postoji ljubav.
Someone who loves you.
Postoji netko ko vas voli.
Then our genes become active.
Tada naši geni postaju aktivirani.
You know, I had bad asthma.
Ja sam imao tešku astmu.
Asthma is terrible disease.
Astma je vrlo teška bolest.
And when you have asthma, you cannot breathe.
A kad imate napada astme, ne možete disati.
You become so short of breath.
Postajete kratkog daha.
I used to every night I used to breathe like
opisuje kako je disao po noći.
But now I breathe very easily.
A sada vrlo lako dišem.
What is the difference?
Koja je razlika?
Difference is when you breathe normally, when you're healthy, your bronchial tube is wide open.
Dok ste zdravi, vaši bronhi su širom otvoreni kad dišete.
So you can pass your air very easily through this wide open bronchial tube.
Zrak može vrlo lagano prolaziti kroz dišne putove.
Like a
na ovaj način.
No problem, right?
Nema problema.
But when you have asthma,
ali kad imate astmu.
You know why people make this kind of
zašto ljudi ovako teško izdišu?
Because your bronchial tube become very narrow.
Jer su vaši bronhi vrlo uski.
It swells up inside.
Oni su otečeni.
And it becomes spastic inside.
I postaju skvrčeni.
Why?
Zbog čega?
Because you have allergy problem.
Zato jer imate alergijske probleme.
You're overreacting.
Vi prekomjerno reagirate
to the environment.
Na vašu okolinu.
See? The reason why is this.
Razlog tome.
We have our body immune system.
Što mi u našem tijelu imamo imunonosni sustav.
If your immune system is strong.
Kada je vaš imunosni sustav jak.
So even though something bad comes into your body.
Čak kada je nešto loše dođe u vaše tijelo.
By breathing some bad air.
Na primjer, udisanjem nekog lošeg zraka.
Your immune system, your inside your body says no problem.
Vaš imunosni sustav kaže nema problema.
Let them come in.
Samo neka dođe.
When they come in, we can handle them.
Kada on dođe, mi ćemo to srediti.
So your body become very peaceful and quiet.
Vaše tijelo je mirno.
Because your body is confident.
Jer je vaše tijelo pouzdano.
Because your body has a strong immune system.
Ono je pouzdano jer ima jak imunosni sustav.
But when your immune system become weaker,
ali kada vaš imunosni sustav oslabi,
then it become problem.
Nastaju problemi.
Yeah. When something bad comes in,
kada nešto loše, neki agens,
body is overreacting.
I vaš organizam prekomjerno reagira.
And become very defensive and protective.
I postaje zauzima jedan vrlo obramnaški stav, zaštitnički stav.
Overprotective.
Prekomjerno zaštitni.
So your body begin to sneeze.
Tako da počinjete šmrcati.
Runny nose.
iz nosa vam curi.
Your body is trying to wash that out.
Jer vaš organizam pokušava ispratiti.
Your nose is going to be just stuffed up.
On nos vam postaje začepljen.
Yeah. Your body says no, don't let all these bad things to come in.
On kaže nemojte, ne dozvolite da sve te loše stvari uđu u vas.
But when still it comes in,
ali ako on i dalje ipak uđu,
then you begin to cough.
Onda počinjete kašljati.
I'm trying to get rid of them.
Jer nastojite se riješiti tih
still
stvari.
Still bad things comes in.
Ako oni dalje još dolaze,
finally your bronchial tube closed down.
Na kraju se vaše bronhi, vaši dišni putovi suze.
Actually, whole reaction is that body is trying to protect you.
Zapravo vaš čitav imunosni sustav vas nastoji zaštititi.
Okay, then you have to breathe through this narrow tube.
A onda morate disati kroz te uske dišne putove.
When it's wide open,
kada su oni širom otvoreni.
No problem.
Nema problema.
When it's closed like this, narrow now.
Ali kada se suze, teško izdišete.
This is asthma.
To je asma.
And according to my textbook,
prema mojem udžbeniku,
asthma is incurable.
Asma je neizlječiva bolest.
The doctors can only treat the symptoms.
Liječnici mogu samo liječiti simptome.
But now I don't have any more asthma.
Ali ja više nemam asmu.
What happened? I'm healed from asthma.
Što se dogodilo? Ja sam izliječen od asme.
But I still have little allergies every spring.
Još uvijek imam svakog proljeća malo problema s alergijom.
And that means my immune system has been stronger now.
To znači da je moj imunosni sustav sada postao snažniji.
And but still I have a little way to go.
Ali još ipak preostaje mi još jedan mali dio puta.
My immune system is not really completely strong.
Taj imunosni moj sustav nije potpuno oporavljen.
If my immune system become really strong in the future,
ako moj obrambeni sustav postane u budućnosti stvarno jak,
I may be able to get rid of my even allergy completely.
Ja mislim da ću se potpuno osloboditi problema s alergijom.
So I was going to kill myself.
Dakle, ja sam se htio ubiti.
Because I didn't see any truth in the life.
Jer nisam vidio u životu nikakvu istinu.
Only what sleep, eat and work.
Samo spavati, jesti i raditi.
But then I was always thinking about how to kill myself.
I tada sam počeo stalno neprestano razmišljati kako da se ubijem.
It was dangerous time.
Bilo je to opasno vrijeme.
At same time I was reading book written by Friedrich Nietzsche.
U to vrijeme sam čitao knjigu Friedricha Nietzschea.
Yeah. Boy, when I was reading that book,
kad sam ja čitao tu knjigu,
it was my Bible at that time.
Ona je postala mojom Biblijom.
Yes, Nietzsche is right.
Da, Nietzsche je u pravu.
He is the only one telling me the truth about life.
On mi jedini govori životnu istinu.
Nietzsche said there is no God.
On je rekao nema Boga.
There's nothing meaningful.
Nema nikakvog smisla.
Why should live?
Zašto bih živio?
And Nietzsche killed himself.
I Nietzsche se ubio.
I was going to follow him, you know?
Ja sam se ga namjeravao slijediti.
Because I thought Nietzsche was the most honest man ever lived on earth.
Jer smatrao sam da je Nietzsche najiskreniji čovjek koji je ikada živio na zemlji.
And I wanted to be an honest man too.
Ja, a ja sam želio biti iskren čovjek.
So I was very sure.
Bio sam vrlo siguran
that I have to kill myself.
Da se moram ubiti.
Then one day I caught a bad influenza.
Jednog dana obolio sam od teške gripe.
I felt terrible.
Grozno sam se osjećao.
Fever,
temperatura,
and the body aches.
Bolovi u cijelom tijelu.
I had a nausea.
Mučninu sam
imao. I got so sick.
Bio sam tako bolestan.
I felt like I was dying.
Mislio sam da umirem.
And then
i tada
I realized,
shvatio sam,
I did not want to die.
Da ne želim umrijeti.
I said, what is this?
Rekao sam, što je sad ovo?
What is this?
Što je ovo?
I'm going to kill myself.
Namjeravam se ubiti.
Why I want to live?
Zašto želim onda živjeti?
I found that there's a very interesting contradiction in me.
Shvatio sam da u meni postoji jedna vrlo interesantna suprotnost, proturječnost.
Tell me now.
Recite mi.
What is this contradiction in me?
Koja je to suprotnost u meni?
Contradiction between?
Kontradikcija između truth and fact.
That's right.
Tako je.
Yes, I found in me.
Našao sam u sebi.
There's no contradiction.
Novu jednu proturječje.
Which I never noticed before.
Koje nikada prije nisam opazio.
The contradiction between the truth and fact.
Kontradikciju između istine i činjenice.
And I did not know why I wanted to live.
I nisam znao zašto želim živjeti.
But it was so clear.
Ali bilo je tako jasno.
I did not want to die.
Da ne želim umjeti.
And it was also very clear.
I bilo je potpuno jasno.
I wanted to die.
Da sam htio umrijeti.
Just two very clear.
Ove vrlo, vrlo jasne
things are contradicting.
Stvari su zapravo kontradiktorne.
You know what?
Znate li?
Our life, our entire life is.
Naš čitav život je
contradiction between the truth and fact.
Suprotnost između istine i činjenice.
See, many people come to churches.
Vidite, mnogo ljudi dolazi u crkve.
And they say, wow, you know. And then some people say, oh, life is just making money.
In the church.
I
neki ljudi onda kažu, ma život je puno zarađivati.
Having, you know, pleasure during the life.
Imati zadovoljstvo u životu.
Having happiness in our life.
Biti sretan.
No, you listen to them.
Slušajte ih.
That's the fact.
To je činjenica.
Undeniable fact.
Nepobitna činjenica.
Yeah. So I decided to postpone killing myself.
Odlučio sam malo odgoditi to da se ubijem.
Because I need to find out.
Jer sam morao pronaći.
Where is this desire to live coming from?
Odakle dolazi ta želja da živim?
Desire to kill myself, I can explain.
Želju da se ubijem mogao sam objasniti.
But desire to live.
Ali želju da živim.
Where is it coming from?
Odakle je ona dolazi?
Why I have this desire to live?
Zašto sam želio živjeti?
I could not explain.
Nisam to mogao objasniti.
I thought.
Mislio sam.
I should not kill myself.
Ne bih se trebao ubiti.
Until I clarify.
Dok ne razjasnim.
This new desire to live.
Ovu novu želju u meni za životom.
If this new desire to live is irrational one,
ako je ta nova želja iracionalna,
then I will kill myself.
Onda ću se ubiti.
So I postponed.
Tako sam malo odgodio.
Then I became a doctor.
Pa sam i odrastao.
I still could not find why I should live.
Još uvijek nisam mogao naći zašto bih ja živio.
But every time I have sickness.
Ali svaki put kad sam se razbolio,
I knew I did not want to die.
Znao sam da ne želim umrijeti.
So I need to solve this funny question.
Morao sam odgovoriti i riješiti ova smiješna pitanja.
Finally, I think I solved this question.
Mislim da sam na kraju riješio to
Finally,
pitanje.
I think I feel victorious.
Na kraju sam se osjećao pobjednički.
Over the facts now.
Pobjednički nad činjenicama.
But now, after understanding this victory,
ali nakon razumijevanja ove pobjede
over the facts of life,
nad činjenicama, životnim činjenicama,
finally I could understand why I did not kill myself at that time.
Na kraju sam mogao i shvatiti zašto se nisam mogao u ono vrijeme ubiti.
See, right now I know, I think I understand about love.
Sada ja razumijem pitanja o ljubavi.
The importance of love.
Značenje ljubavi, značaj ljubavi.
It is love stimulate our genes.
To je ljubav stimulira naše gene.
Let me tell you one experiment.
Ispričat ću vam jedan pokus.
Yeah. And you know when mother rats have a baby rat.
Kada štakorica ima male štakorčiće,
see, mother rat licks the baby rat.
Ona ih liže.
And the scientist was very curious.
Znanstvenik je jako zanimalo.
They separated half of the baby rats away from mother.
Pola tih štakorčića su odvojili od majke.
While they're giving exactly same food?
Davali su im potpuno jednaku hranu.
Then they found out that these baby rats who were separated away from mother rats are not really growing very well.
Onda su vidjeli da ti štakori koji su bili odvojeni od majke zapravo slabo rastu.
They thought this is interesting.
To je bilo vrlo interesantno.
They're eating same food.
Pa istu hranu jedu.
So they decided to draw blood from the both group of the baby rats.
Izvadili su krv iz obje grupe štakora.
And then they found out.
I tada su pronašli.
There's a shocking difference.
Šokantnu razliku.
The difference was.
A razlika je bila.
The hormone called growth hormone.
Da hormon rasta.
The growth hormone make grow.
Hormon rasta podstiče rast.
The growth hormone stimulate the cells to multiply.
On stimulira stanice da se razmnožavaju.
And they found out the baby rats were separated away from mother rats have much lower level of growth hormone.
U onih štakorčića koji su bili odvojeni od majke našli su značajno niže nivoe hormona rasta u krvi.
Even though they're eating same food.
Premda su jeli istu hranu.
Then scientists brought back those baby rats back to mother.
A onda su ih vratili natrag majci.
And mother rats begin to lick them again.
I majka ih je ponovo počela lizati.
The growth hormone went up.
Nivo hormona rasta kod njih se povisio.
See, growth hormone is produced by growth hormone gene.
A hormon rasta proizvod je produkt je gena hormona rasta.
So when baby rats went back to mother.
Kada su se ti štakorčići vratili majci.
And mother rats begin to lick.
I majka ih je počela lizati.
Genes activated.
Došlo je do aktivacije gena.
So scientists thought.
Tada su znanstvenici razmišljali.
To scientist, licking was on effect.
Za znanstvenike je ovo lizanje bilo samo činjenica.
So scientists said, well, this is a tactile stimuli.
Well, rekli su, to je stimulacija dodirom.
See, that's a fact of the licking, isn't it?
To je činjenica kod lizanja.
What is licking?
Što je lizanje?
Just a tactile stimuli.
To je samo jedan taktilni stimulat.
If I lick him,
ako mene će polizati,
is his growth hormone gonna be stimulated?
Da li će moj hormon rasta se stimulirati?
No.
Sigurno ne.
Of course not, right. Yeah. So it's a message. It's a meaning.
Jer lizanje je zapravo poruka, smisao.
So scientists got a little brush.
Znanstvenici su uzeli jednu malu četkicu.
A little brush, painting brush, you know?
Dakle, kao kist jedan.
Just look like a mother rat's tongue blade.
On zgleda zapravo kao majčin jezik.
So they dipped into a very warm water.
Stavili se ga u jednu vruću vodu.
And they brushed.
I počeli su
baby rats.
Male štakorčiće gladiti njime.
What happened?
Što se dogodilo?
No.
Ništa se nije dogodilo. Nije bilo nikakve reakcije.
So it was not just tactile stimuli.
Dakle, nije to bio samo taj taktilni stimulans.
It was invisible energy.
Postojala je jedna nevidljiva energija.
It is just like your television set.
Kao kod televizijskog aparata.
There's invisible signals come to television.
Dolaze nevidljivi signali dolaze do televizora.
It's not visible.
Oni se ne vide.
But when television receives the signal,
ali kada ti signali dođu do televizije,
then screen, there's pictures.
Na ekranu se pojavi slika.
And sounds.
I zvuk.
Same thing.
Ista stvar.
Love.
Ljubav.
You may not be able to see.
Ljubav ne možete vidjeti.
When you love someone,
kad volite nekoga,
there's a signal.
Postoji, dolazi do signala.
And stimulating the genes.
I do stimulacije gena.
You cannot buy love with money.
A novcem ne možete kupiti ljubav.
Love is so important.
Ljubav je tako važna.
See, when I want to love my wife.
Kad ja želim voljeti svoju ženu.
There's a signal comes.
Dolazi signal.
For me to be able to my wife.
For me.
Yeah,
za mene.
So I can love my wife.
Dolazi signal do mene tako da ja mogu voljeti svoju ženu.
Because love is energy.
Jer je ljubav energija.
Love is not just emotion.
Ljubav nije samo osjećaj.
It is the mother rat's love comes into baby rat.
ljubav je dolazila od majke ovih štakora na same štakore. I stimulirala je.
But you know what? In Harvard University,
na Harvardskom sveučilištu,
there was scientists found out.
Znanstvenici su pronašli.
There's a gene which received the signal of maternity.
Da postoji gen koji prima signal materinstva, majčinstva.
Yeah. And if you remove the maternity gene out,
ako taj gen majčinstva uklonite
from mother,
od majke,
then this mother rat don't care about babies.
Ta majka više ne voli svoju, ne vodi brigu o svojom okotu, plodu.
Isn't that interesting?
Nije li to interesantno?
So love is not an emotion.
Ljubav nije osjećaj.
Love is something you receive.
Ljubav je nešto što primate.
And then my gene vibrates.
I tada moj gen počne treperiti.
Yeah. Then I transmit my love I received to my wife.
I tada ja prenašam ljubav tu koju sam primio svojoj supruzi.
So when I love my wife,
prema tome kad ja volim svoju ženu,
this love activates my wife's endorphin gene.
I kada ta ljubav podstakne endorfinski gen kod moje supruge,
don't misunderstand.
Nemojte krivo shvatiti.
Everybody think love is an emotion.
Svatko kaže ljubav je osjećaj.
But love is power.
Ne, ljubav je sila.
Love is energy.
Ljubav je energija.
Which changes the genes.
Koja mijenja gene.
That's why we need to love one another.
Zato moramo postoji potreba da volimo jedni druge.
You know why it is so bad to get angry each other?
Znate li zašto je loše kada smo ljuti jedni na drugog?
To be critical each other.
Kada postajemo kritični jedni prema drugome.
When I travel around the world.
Kad sam putovao oko svijeta.
I see many things irrational.
Vidio sam mnoge neracionalne stvari.
Many things are different from each other.
Mnogo razlika je između raznih mjesta.
Many times before I said, why these people do these things this way?
Mnogo puta sam se ljutio zašto ovi ljudi to rade na takav način.
And then I do harm to my gene.
Ja na taj način sam škodio svojim genima.
If I'm being critical,
ako postajem kritičan,
then I do harm to my gene.
Tada štetim svojim genima.
Why?
Zbog čega?
When I get angry,
kad sam ljut,
when I hate,
kada mrzim,
when I become afraid,
ili kada sam preplašen,
then inside of myself,
tada unutar mojih stanica,
there is another chemical is developing, generated.
Stvara se jedna druga supstanca, jedan drugi spoj,
called oxygen free radical,
koji se zove slobodni kisikovi radikali.
So when you're angry,
kada ste ljuti,
it's a stressful situation.
To je zapravo stresna situacija.
In the stressful situation,
a u stresnoj situaciji,
your cell has to work harder.
Stanica mora teže raditi, napornije raditi.
So when your cell is trying to work harder,
a kad stanica radi napornije,
that means your cells need to produce more energies.
Tada ta stanica mora stvoriti više energije.
To produce more energy,
a da bi stvorila više energije,
you must receive more oxygen.
Moraš uzeti više kisika.
But oxygen is not that much available.
Ali slobodno kisika nema previše.
When you do exercise,
kada gimnasticirate,
you breathe deeper.
Dublje dišete.
Because you need more oxygen.
Jer potrebno vam je više kisika.
So by breathing deeper and faster,
a bržim disanjem i dubljim disanjem,
you bring in more oxygen.
Dovodite u sebe više kisika.
But when you're angry,
ali kada ste ljuti,
when you hate someone,
kada mrzite nekoga,
you're not doing exercise,
tada ne gimnasticirate,
you're breathing deeper,
ne dišete dublje i brže.
Oxygen supply is limited.
Opskrba kisikom je ograničena,
but internally you need a tremendous amount of,
a vi zapravo trebate u vašim stanicama ogromne količine kisika.
So your cell need to come up with a new oxygen supply.
I vašoj stanici su potrebna je novi dotok kisika, novi način opskrbe.
So finally inside the cell there's water.
A na koncu unutar stanice je voda.
And your cell ionizes water.
I vaša stanica ionizira vodu.
And the oxygen is developing.
I u stanici se razvija kisi, oslobađa kisik.
This is a bad oxygen we call oxygen free radical.
Ali to nije dobar kisik, to su slobodni radikali kisika, zovemo
this
ih tako.
This oxygen is very powerful.
A on je vrlo moćan.
See, oxygen oxidizes.
Jer kisik oksidira.
Oxidize anything nearby.
On oksidira sve što je blizu njega.
So when you're angry,
kad ste ljuti,
when you're being critical,
kritički raspoloženi,
hatred,
puni mržnje,
then your oxygen-free radical is generated in your
tada su slobodni, tada se slobodni kisikovi radikali oslobađaju u stanici.
And this oxygen-free radical damages the gene.
A oni oštećuju gene.
By oxidizing this DNA.
Oksidiranjem DNK.
Very interesting.
Vrlo interesantno.
See, that's what Jesus says.
To je Isus rekao.
Do not hate.
Nemojte mrziti.
Hate is a killing.
Jer mržnja je ubijanje.
And love one another.
Nego ljubite jedan drugoga.
See, now the word of Jesus become biologically meaningful.
I vidite, sada su ove Kristove riječi postale biološki, dobile svoj biološki smisao.
It's not just being moral or religious.
To ne znači samo biti religiozan ili moralan.
It is a biological necessity.
To je, nego je to biološka potreba.
In other words, it is a principle of life.
U drugim riječima, to je osnovni životni princip.
Yeah. Therefore, I want to love.
Prema tome, ja želim voljeti.
I want to love people.
Želim voljeti ljude.
For my life.
Zbog sebe samoga,
for
zbog mog života,
for my gene.
Zbog mojih gena.
I don't want to hate some people.
Ne želim nikoga mrziti.
I don't want to get angry.
Ne želim se razljutiti.
To protect my gene.
Da bi zaštitio svoje gene.
But this gene is very important.
Jer ti moji geni su mi vrlo značajni.
Therefore I want to love.
Zbog toga, zbog njih ja želim voljeti.
Therefore I do not want to hate.
Zbog toga ne želim mrziti.
So we all need to protect these genes.
Mi moramo zaštititi te gene.
By loving one another.
Voleći jedan drugoga.
What is Bible?
Što je Biblija?
I think Bible is a principle of life.
Ja mislim da je Biblija životni princip.
Principle of, that's why Jesus says, I'm the way.
Zbog toga je Isus rekao, ja sam put.
I am the truth.
Ja sam istina.
I am the life.
Ja sam život.
Jesus is love.
Isus je ljubav.
Because Bible says God is love.
Because
God is love.
Zbog toga jer je Bog ljubav.
See, that's why I realized there is God.
Zbog toga sam ja shvatio da postoji Bog.
Wow, God loves me.
Bog me voli.
That's why my life became meaningful.
Zbog toga je moj život dobio smisao.
See, I'm not, right now I'm going around all around the world.
Upravo sada ja putujem oko cijelog svijeta.
See, teaching this principle.
Ja poučavam ovaj princip, ovo načelo.
Yeah, in a way I'm giving same lectures everywhere.
Ja zapravo ista predavanja držim svugdje.
Well, you can say about me this way.
Vi možete o meni reći i ovako.
Factually speaking.
Činjenično govoreći.
I sleep.
Ja spavam.
I eat.
Ja jedem.
I lecture.
Ja poučavam.
Sleep, eat, lecture.
Jedem, spavam i poučavam.
Sleep, eat, lecture. Sleep, eat, lecture.
I tako iznova.
If I think, look at my life this way.
Ako ja ću sagledavati svoj život na taj način.
Why should I live?
Pa zašto bih ja živio?
I rather kill myself.
Radije ću se ubiti.
But you know what?
Ali znate li što?
I do this sleep, eat, lecture things.
Ja ovo činim, ovo jedenje, spavanje, poučavanje.
Because I realized.
Jer sam shvatio.
The wonderful God loves me.
Da divni Bog mene voli.
Realizing that love is good for my gene.
Shvatio sam da je Bog dobar za moje gene.
You know what? You can deny God.
Znate što, vi možete negirati Boga.
But it's not very good for the gene.
Ali to za gene nije dobro.
Then your life become factual.
Onda vaš život postaje samo činjenice.
Yeah. It, then, see, everybody is doing this struggle.
Dakle, vidite, u svakom se odvija ova bitka, ovo naprezanje.
The internal struggle between the truth and facts.
Unutarnja sukob između istine i činjenice.
It is very important to be truthful.
Vrlo je važno biti istinit.
To be truthful with my life.
Biti iskren prema svom vlastitom životu.
Because to the truth, my genes respond.
Jer moji geni odgovaraju na istinu.
So, thinking back in my college time.
I sada kada se prisjećam tih vremena u
koleđu. I did not believe in God.
Tada nisam vjerovao u Boga.
I just believe in God is a stupid thing.
Smatrao sam to prilično glupim.
Then where this the desire to live came from?
Ali odakle je došla ta želja za životom?
At that time I loved music.
U to vrijeme sam volio glazbu.
I still love music.
Još uvijek volim glazbu.
I just saw the opera house right.
Upravo ovdje u blizini vidio sam opernu kuću.
Ah, you have a beautiful opera house.
Imate prekrasnu operu.
Yeah. I was in Vienna the other day.
Prije nekoliko dana bio sam u Beču.
Yeah, the opera house in Paris and Vienna is beautiful.
I operne kuće u Parizu i Beču su divne.
But your opera house is very beautiful.
Ali vaša je jako lijepa.
Yeah, very highly civilized cultural people.
Vrlo, na jednom vrlo visokom kulturnom nivou.
Beautiful and you know beauty is important.
I ljepota je vrlo važna.
I loved to listen to the Beethoven at that time.
U ono vrijeme volio sam slušati Beethovena.
So I was listening to all the classical music.
Slušao sam svu klasičnu muziku.
I still enjoy the classical.
Još uvijek uživam u klasičnoj glazbi.
The all other music I can enjoy while I was reading books and having sharing conversations, etc. All other music.
Svu drugu dok mogu slušati ostalu muziku dok čitam, dok razgovaram sa ljudima.
While I was driving, so.
Dok vozim.
But when I listen to Beethoven.
Ali kad slušam Beethovena.
I have to stop doing everything.
Moram prestati raditi bilo što.
I have to listen to the Beethoven.
Ja moram slušati Beethovena.
Just I close the book and everything.
Ja tada zatvaram knjigu i prestajem sve ostalo raditi.
The moment I turn on the music.
Kad uključim glazbu.
And I become Beethoven myself.
Ja sam postajem Beethoven.
Yeah.
Divno je to.
And my genes produce endorphin.
I moji geni proizvode mnogo endorfina.
And I become ecstatic.
I postajem dolazim u ekstazu.
And I felt, oh, as long as Beethoven is here.
I mislim, dok god je ovdje Beethoven.
As long as I can listen to Beethoven.
Dok god mogu slušati Beethovena.
It's worthwhile to live.
Vrijedno je živjeti.
That's how I felt.
Tako sam tada osjećao.
You know what?
Znate li što?
The desire to live.
Želja za životom.
When I was so sick with the flu.
Dok sam tako teško bolovao od gripe.
I think that desire came from beauty of the Beethoven.
Mislim da je ta želja došla iz ljepote Beethovenove glazbe.
If I did not enjoy the Beethoven at that time.
Da tada nisam toliko uživao u Beethovenu.
Most likely I killed myself.
Vjerojatno bi se tada ubio.
Beauty is important.
Ljepota je vrlo važna.
Beauty.
Ljepota.
Because love creates meaning.
Jer ljubav stvara smisao.
And love creates beauty.
A ljubav stvara i ljepotu.
See, that beauty is a component of love.
Ta ljepota je dio ljubavi.
And I'm sure God gave Beethoven that beauty.
I ja sam potpuno siguran da je Bog Beethovenu dao tu ljepotu.
And Beethoven wrote on the paper.
I Beethoven je...